on daf base on base. Base on base. And we're up to where it says that Rabbi Yosef Rechina Omar, Rabbi Yosef Rechina said, Asir Seifa Michnosai Ma'akvi. This is why the line begins with a little aleph from the Gilyan Ashas. Okay? Asir Seifa Michnosai Ma'akvi. Says Rabbi Yosef Rechina, in order for a Kohen to become a Kohen, he has to first sacrifice, the first day becomes a Kohen, he sacrifices his Asiris Haifa, just like Kohen Goel sacrifices the pancakes every day. A regular Kohen does it once in his lifetime, when he becomes a Kohen. And that and the pants are essential to his becoming a Kohen. Pants, of course, are part of the Big Day Kuna, but the putting on the pants is the formal vestiture of him as a Kohen. My timer, what's the pasuk? There's an elaborate explanation of Korban Eder here. It says, by one of them it says Zeh, and the other one it says Vizeh, and by both of them, by dint of Xerushova, it says Asiya, that you have to do it. So very bottom line is Xerushova, this is necessary in order to be Mechanech, and, I don't know if Mechanech is the right word, to consecrate Kohanim. Okay? You should do Taron and his kids like this. Everything said in the Parsha is necessary. It's an impediment that's required in order for the kahuna to take place. That's like again, the same type of drasha. It says Zeh, and it says Zadovar. And we learn it says that both in Vayikra, where it speaks about the actual Miluim, and in Tetzaveh, where it speaks about the command of the Miluim. And we learn out that it's so essential to follow exactly the letter of the law. Afilu Kriyas HaParshim HaKevus, even have to read the Parsha of Miluim. You have to read Parshas Tetzaveh in order to fulfill the exact letter of the law. That Miluim, the 7 days of consecration of Aaron and his kids, should take place properly. Okay? Now, on Rabbi Yochanan argues, he says, Kol ma'akiv l'doiros ma'akiv kan. Anything which for generations was required during the first 7 days in the Midbar. Shekol she'ein ma'akiv doros, anything which is not necessary for all generations, ein ma'akiv kan, is not necessary during the Midbar. Ma'itzcha, what falls into that category? Smicha in the korbanos, because smicha is not essential in a korban, and shirei domin that the blood left over from the throwing the blood in the mizbeach should be poured down into the yisod. So those are not ma'akim, okay? Again, ma'isla smicha shirei domin shein ma'akim v'toros. It should be as a big typo here. The korban eder puts the word. Ain ma'akvin kan, they're not necessary here either. Okay? Amar Rechina China said, Tzitzu mivn its nefesh al Aaron, is the same which we had in the Bavli too. The Tzitzu mivn its nefesh al Aaron, in other words, Aaron's entire garment, his entire wardrobe, including even the Tzitzu mivn its nefesh of Aaron, Koydam l'avneitam shabani, you put on all of them before you put on the avneit of the kids. If you finish dressing Aaron before you finish dressing the kids. Rabbi Yehuda said, Hoda da'ato amar l'mitzvah. Yes, skip. Rabbi Yomer, Chagardo sam avnit Aaron abodav. Not true. You do them all together. Meaning you finish their putting on their garments all together. So it means that, actually it's not even finishing, but it means that Aaron and his kids have their avnitim put on all at the same time. And in fact, afterwards, Aaron will have the tzitzit mitznefes put on. So Aaron is not finished dressing first. No, put on everybody's pants, and then everybody's shirts, and everybody's hat, and everybody's avnet. And then Aaron, I guess, puts on the tzitzit afterwards. But in any event, to machlokas, does Aaron get completely dressed first before you can finish dressing the kids, or do they all do it at the same time, more or less, in succession? Okay, that's the machlokas. Says the Gemara, and the machlokas is the Bavli as well. Says the Gemara, Amra Yidir Bina said, oh, that's Amra La Mitzvah. You know what? The truth is, it's only a question as to the command. And it was a mitzvah to do that way. Avalit Sivui, but, well, actually, the mitzvah means it was, I guess the mitzvah here means the chatchila. Avalit Sivui, but in terms of the actual command, now, here the actual command means what Moshe actually did. It was not he was, what he was commanded to do, but what he actually performed. It says, Vayakre Moshe Asaron Vesbonav. It says, Moshe took Aaron and his kids, Vayachatos of Maim, and he washed them in the water. Vacharkach, Vayitena loves clothes, then he put on them their shirts. Vacharkach, Vayakre Moshe Asaron Vesbonav, Abishem Kutonos. So we have this, obviously, that everything was done together. In other words, it's about locusts. As to what the preferable way of doing it should have been. But Lamaisa, when Moshe did it, he did it all their pants together and all their shirts together and so on and so forth. Amrei Lezer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lezer said, Pashat Ulon, it's simple to us, Shebecholu Klov and Shemesh Moshe Bekuna Gdula Gdola, that Moshe Rabbeinu served as a Kohen Gadol in a white garment. Now, this, in fact, it's not clear from Rabbi Yosef himself. There is an opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu all 40 years in the Midbar could serve as a Kohen. It wasn't just limited to the 7 days in Miluim. He has the rights of a Kohen Gadol, and the evidence for that is the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu can go into the Kodesh Kodashim all the time, right? So it must be that Moshe Rabbeinu had certain elements of a Kohen Gadol. But here, Amrei Ritanachum Bar Yudan, Ritanachum Bar Yudan said, the time learned to the Brice as well, Koshivas Yom. Only specifically pertain to the 7 days of Miluim, which Aaron and his kids were consecrated. Then Moshe Mishamish Mekunagdo, only then but Moshe service Mekunagdo, not necessarily all 40 years. In any event, however, the divine presence did not enter the Mishkan based on his service. However, came a Chulav Hashem Bite Kuhuna Gadoila. Once Aaron a Kohen put on the clothes of a Kohen Gadol, the Shemesh and Yisro in the base of Mikdash, Shorz Hashchina Yod, the divine presence came through him. My time, what teaches us that? It says, Ki Hayom Hashem Yor Lechem, the last day of the Miluim, the eighth day actually, after the 7 days over, that's when the divine presence entered and resided in the base of Mikdash. Rabbi Yosef Chanina boy, Rabbi Yosef Chanina asked, Asir Saif Ha'ech Koizel Kreva. Now this is talking about the last day of the eighth day, which is the day when that was it. Aaron was consecrated, so he had to bring pancakes, right? He was a Kohen Gadol, but he was only consecrated midday, so in the morning he wasn't a Kohen Gadol. So in the afternoon of that day, how many pancakes did they bring? Did they bring all of them or half of them? Now where a Kohen Gadol dies and there is no Kohen Gadol, we bring half in the morning, half in the afternoon. It's a sugya we had in the Bavli. I think maybe even in Yuma, I don't remember exactly where. But in any event, the question is now, when a person becomes Kohen Gadol here the first time around, right? When there wasn't as yet no Kohen Gadol, it started in the afternoon. So the office was not yet created. So what was the status that first day? Was there a full carbon in the afternoon, or was it only half, right? Hech kreva, chetzer kreva, half or shlema kreva. So a very interesting proof. Min matuch see from that which it says by avo Moshe Aaron al ol moed. It says Moshe Aaron came to ol moed, and he taught him there the ketores. That's what it says on last day miluim. So milami tishos shlo boi mo el olam do my ketores. He only came to teach him to do the ketores. So that tells us the amra chetzio kreva. That tells us only half was sacrificed in the afternoon. Why themselves have a sacrifice in the afternoon? Because eat tamar shlema crave, you know, the entire thing was sacrifice. Mitznei amaisa k'toras from asira sa'ifa. Let's say that if in the afternoon the entire thing was sacrificed, the pancakes, so then it's the first time pancakes are being brought. Moshe should teach Aaron how to make pancakes. But it says only that he taught him how to make k'toras. So it must be that the pancakes already taught him in the morning. I was yet Kohen Gadol in the morning. Must be, even though there was not yet Kohen Gadol in the morning, but nevertheless, during the days of Miluim, they could be split in half. It nevertheless, and Aaron had brought half in the morning. That morning, ready, and he was taught it then. Amrei Tanchum Bar Yudan, Amrei Tanchum Bar Yudan said, Nah, we're only talking about avodah sapnim, right? The avodah of the ktoris inside. Maybe you already taught him the avodos of the outside. Now, what I think that means is that the avodos of the outside were already consecrated earlier during the maybe even during the entire 7 days. Now, it's not clear from this Gemara. The inside, the Kodesh, was only consecrated the last day of the Miluim. That's what's clear from here. Because that's the first time Moshe taught Aaron how to do the Ketores. But the outside, the courtyard, might have been sanctified away from the beginning of the 7 days of Miluim. So that's why he's saying that first day, the reason why it could be, Take, that he only sat, he did the whole thing at night. All the pancakes together. Not half in the morning. If that's the case, we should teach Aaron how to do it. No. He did pancakes yesterday as well. Right? So initially we thought that he must have sacrificed to half in the morning despite the fact that he wasn't yet Kohen Gadol, because he's going to become Kohen Gadol that day. There's more? No, not necessarily. It could be that during the entire 7 days of Miluim, we already had done the Avodah Shebuchutz, the Avodah of the Outer Mizbech, and so on and so forth. And that's why Aaron already knew how to do it. Not because we did a more half that morning, but because we've been doing a sholem every day for the past 7 days, once a day. Okay, all 12 pancakes at one time. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Tanchum. Skipped. No, I didn't skip. I went back.
No excuse.
Miluim Mahayim. What was the status of Miluim? Carbon Yachid or Carbon Tzivah? What's the status of Carbon Yachid, Aaron and his kids, Carbonos? Or it's according to the team of the community. So, Mimadichsiv, but that which it says, V'yismuchu Aaronu Vanov as Yedehem al Roshayu, right? They had to do smicha on the top of a ram. Adamra Karban Yachid must be a Karban Yachid. Because there's no smicha on a Karban Tzibur. No such thing. They only do smicha on a Karban Yachid. So therefore, it must be a Karban Yachid. Says the Gemara of Atani Korban Tzibur. Wait, didn't we learn in the Brisa that the Korbanos of Miluim were Korbanos Tzibur? There's more Arm Rabbi to eat it. Classic. I'll tell you that. Now you can make a comment. These not for Tzibur. The money had to come from the community. But then they gave it as a gift to the Kohanim. Okay? Miluim Mechalam. Says the Gemara. It says that they have to be, for Miluim, they have to be 7 days in seclusion. Where do we learn out these 7 days? Meaning, are they night-day or day-night?
Is it like Jewish dates or like non-Jewish dates?
Now, why would it be like non-Jewish dates? Because Karbanos are like non-Jewish dates, right? Our Karbanos, the night follows the day, right? So that's our Shiloh. Miluim Echelon, where they derive, mean our Karbanos, from the Karbanos, which are day-night, or the Mice Abrasions, or from Abrasions, which are night-day. I mean our Karbanos, if you're going to see, we're after Karbanos, Halayla Olechachayom, the night follows the day. Intame Mice Abrasions, we're going after Mice Abrasions, Hayom Olechachayom, the day follows the night. Furthermore, Intame Amina Karbanos is really basically completing the thought. Intemina Karbonos. Intemina Sabratius. No, Intemina Karbonos. Lila Achron Ein Lo Yom. If you're going to learn out from Karbonos, so the last night has no day, right? Because it's a night, day, night, day, night, day, night, day, night, day, night, and you end it in a night, right? It's a night without a day because it's a fix to the previous day. Intemina Sabratius, according to my Sabratius, Yom Rishon Ein Lo Lila. The first day has no night, right? Because it was night, day, night, day, night, day, night, day, but they only went in during the day, right? So says the Gemara. Tamati, we learned over there. Elu Moshchin. So very interesting proof. We learned over there. Elu Moshchin and Elu Menichin. By Lechem Aponim on Shabbos, and this is the changing of the guard of Lechem Aponim. Now the British, they do the changing of the guard with soldiers. Of Jews, we do the changing of the guard with food. Okay? So, well, we change the guard in Lechem Aponim, right? So it says there, the people, the quiet one side they pull, the other side they put down. The team chushal zeh b'tzad, team chushal zeh, and each one's face is next to the other one, over so the table should not be for a moment without a challah on it, without a challah on it. So it's done immediately. Shneim alafonai tomin. It says it has to be in front of me, tomin. Now, if you go down two lines here, we'll see Rabbi Yossi Omer, the Shvili should be up here, it's out of place. You see Rabbi Yossi Omer? At the end of the line, Rabbi Yossi. Oh. No, you don't have to have it constantly on the table. Even if these guys take and these guys, these guys, what?
Same action. If
there's a delay. Means they take it fully off the table. And then the other guys put it on the table. In other words, it's not ready, swooping down as they're taking it off, putting the other one in. Rather, let them finish taking it off, and then we'll put the new ones on. So he allows for a certain time lapse in which there's not going to be any bread at all. Okay? Tanakama, but we don't know that yet. Tanakama says that we don't allow a time lapse, Rabbi Yossi says we do. Now, going back to where we were, Masnis and Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah says that there can't be any time lapse at all, that's a Rabbi Meir. How do we know that? I mean, Rabbi Yochanan, since Rabbi Yochanan said, Moda Rabbi Meir should prikos and yishon b'shachas, Rabbi Meir can see it's b'dievet. If they took off the old bread in the morning, Shabbos morning, the Sidrus HaKadosh ben Arvain, they put the new bread on in the afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, Abzulay Sotomi, this counts as Tomi as well. Okay? Now, how do we know this? That if you took it off in the morning and put it back in, took off the old breads in the morning and put on new breads in the afternoon, that counts with the other also. How do we know that counts? Shubcha. Vayma re said, Mishivas, the last line here.
Outside.
This is the last line. Vayma re, whoever this is, Rabbi Yochan, Mishivas Aaron Ubonov, Lomad Rabbi Yossi. Interesting. He learned from how Aaron and his kids sat in front of the old Moed. During the Miluim. It says they have to sit in front of the Almoid all 7 days. But it's not possible to postulate that they were there all 7 days straight, right? So, Kamadatim Mashivas Aaron Abadav, Tzarek Shim Sayyim Lalaila, Velaila Layyim. A very, very interesting concept, which they're probably not going to go into at all. You have to give over. What does it mean they have to be there all the time? They have to be there when the time shifts. They have to be there to give over the night to the day. The day to the night. The Laila Luyom and the night to the day. So they have to be there at Tesco, Shkia Tesco Chavim, and Amud HaShachar and Eitz HaShachar, those areas, right? Says the Gemara. So here it's the same thing, right? Over here, by Lecha upon him. As long as they're there at the beginning and end of a period, meaning Lech HaBonim is there at the beginning of the day and the end of the day, even that's considered to be Tomid, even in the middle of the table is bare. Okay? Says Mar Echir by Yosi Omar, Kimi Kemu Chemosu Yoyim Lulayla Dayo. Mar Echir by Yosi says, no, you don't need that. You need only to have them give over the night, the day to the night. In other words, they have to be their Shkiatar. They don't have to be there sunrise. They can go home and come back during the day. They don't have to be there sunrise time, or I should say dawn time. They don't have to be there shkia time. Says Mar Ma'am, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosi, Mishiva Saron Ubonov. Did Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosi, where did Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosi make a statement? By Aaron and his kids? Says Mar, basically the answer is yes. Ma in tata machkasabo tomid if by lechem aponim, where it says tomid at armai became shmos yom laiatayo, as long as lechem aponim is on the table when night turns to day and day turns to night, that's sufficient. Kanch ain't kasabo tomid here, where it doesn't say tomid, doesn't say by the moon that to say tomid all 7 days. Well, koshakein, it's certainly we wouldn't need more than that, more than day given to night, night given to day. In fact, this says even less. By lechem aponim, you need the day giving, the night giving to the day, and day giving to the night. But here all you need is the day give me to the night and not the night give me to the day. Okay? So it's like a reverse kavachomer. In other words, he was saying that you need even less here than you need by lechem apayim, because lechem apayim says tamid and here it doesn't. So in any event, it says more a very cool cheshbon, something which the Ritva speaks about at length here, and I did not see it all. Alright, it's not in the Bible. Says more, and Ashkechos Amar. So you come out saying, Avdait Rabbi Yochan Hayabo Sheva Hashem Sheva Midos Rishisha Piru. It says all 7 days that they set the set of the Mishkan. So Moshe Rabbeinu took it down all 7 days and put it back up all 7 days. So how many times did he put it together? Seven. How many times did he take it apart? Trick question.
Six.
Very good. Right? Because the first time it was already apart. Right? So he didn't take it apart, put it together the first time. So it's seven and six. Now, Al Daitre Bechiba Yosef, however, Yoshamar Baisu Yamidus Ushlosh and Sweet Pirukim. Corner Chiba Yosef was 13 and 14. Because according to Rabbi Yechanon, you had to, you're not allowed to put up. This is given everybody, because you can't put on the Mishkan at night.
Oh,
not allowed to. It doesn't work. Kakoma will slide away in a hakoma. Because that's being put up during the day. So, according to Rabbi Yechanon, look, when can you can only put up once, because it has to be there when morning goes to night, right. And night, when night goes to morning and morning goes to night. It has to be standing. Because that's part, it says Aaron and his kids have to sit Pesach Ol Moed. The all 7 days miluim, and we're saying that that Pesach Ol Moed all 7 days miluim means when night changes the day changes the night, so they got to be all moed set up and then to sit in front of, right? So that means it can only be set up and taken apart during the day. That's it, because you can't have it and you can't reset it up during the night, right? So you can't take it apart during the night, and because it has to be up for the next morning in order for them to sit opposite it when night changes today. So according to him, you only have six taking part in seven rebuildings. According to Bechir Bar Yosef, you only need them to be their Shkia time. Right? In the morning, you don't need them there.
So that's what he said.
He said, Tzorach Shim Tzorach Yomu Laila, but not Laila Leo. Right? So according to him, you could take apart the Mishkan 13 times and rebuild it 14 times. You rebuild it once during the day. First time you build it, let's say during the day, you take it apart at night, you rebuild it the next morning, you take it apart in the afternoon, you rebuild it during the afternoon. Okay? Now, that means you can build it twice during the day. Once after having taken apart at night, then you rebuild it the next day, and once in the middle of the day, you take it apart and then you rebuild it. So rebuilding in essence for Tomit Shul Shachar and for Tomit Shul Min Arbayim. And they have a drosha, the Ritva means on a medrash, Parshas Noso, which indicates that we want to rebuild it, you know, for as many korbanos as possible. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not feasible. You can't rebuild it twice, right? Because you need it up at daybreak, and you need it up, so it has to be. If you do it part at night, you wouldn't be able to put it back together again at night. It wouldn't be up for the next morning, so then according to him, it was only once. Okay? Once a day. So again, Tani, we learned. All 7 days miluim, by Moshe, Moshech, Zamishka, Moshe anointed the Mishkan, Umamido, put it up, Mefarko, took it back down again, the Soto, Lovis, Avodas, and used to arrange the Avodas when it was still standing, of course. The Omachmidi, Ete, Amido, he stood it up, the little Pirka, and didn't take it out, take it off again, take it down again. Rabbi Yisrael Yidomer, Rabbi Yomashmini, not true, even on the 8th day, Hamido, he stood up, Mishko, and anointed, Upirkan took apart again. Amrei Zir said, Zosemer, so our discussion here indicates that Shalkama Salai, the apostle of Avodah, the setting of the Mishko at night does no good for the Avodah during the day. Ashkusomer, so you come out saying, I'll die to Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yochan, like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, or you Shamar Baitzle, Hamido, Shosapirukin. Right, so you had 14 setting ups and 13 taking down, right? Because you couldn't take down at night, so you took down during the day. You took down during the day, took down twice, one more time, Shoshan, one more time, Shemen Rabbi. Okay? Al-Daiti Rabbi Chiba Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Korn Rabbi Chiba Yosef, Korn Rabbi Yosef, Yudah, We put it up 21 times and took it down 20 times. And he brings down here the Ritbaz that the Medrash there brings down that they had three setting ups a day. One for Tamid Shoshah. Before we said one for Tamid Shoshah, one for Tamid Shoshah, and that gave us 14. He holds one for Tamid Shoshah, one for the Miluim, the special Korbanos, the selection Sophis, those are special Korbanos, right? And then for the Tamid Shoshah Arbain. So we held there were three times a day they could take it apart and pre-prepare and re-erect it. One morning, one in the afternoon, and one in the evening. Okay, so we definitely also hold that taking apart at night, right? Taking apart at night is valid, and the reason why you can do it at night is because he holds you don't need Aaron and Bona opposite it from Laila Yom, only for Yom to Laila. What? You take it apart once at night, leave it down.
I mean, which of these three more opinions?
Who are we basking like? Yeah. Who cares?
Okay.
It's after the fact. Yeah. Ain't never going to happen again, so it doesn't really matter. Okay? So, says the Gemara, Minayin Perukin, how do you know you have to take it apart? Zir said, I'll tell you from the post, it says, Vayiba Yom Klos Moshka, and Tchei Dabas, the name of Moshka, completed locking Mesam Mishkan, which is the eighth day. So what does it mean he completed putting out the Mishkan? What, it took him so long to do? What's it going to tell us? So it means that he completed the day in which he stopped putting it up. Till the all the 8 days just to put it up.
It's on the Lashon Rabbah of the Kalos. Instead of Kilo, it's Kalos.
Oh, it's on the Kalos is learning it?
I think so.
He might be right.
Oh, Kalos.
Kalos Ribui. Maybe. Okay.
Now we have a kind of parenthetical remark. Shimulok, getting back to the Pesach of 7 days. I think that this Gemara is out of order. The next three lines should be elsewhere, because it's sandwiched in the middle of a whole bunch of Gemaras about the Mishkan. We have this thing about Pesach Erev Yom for the 7 days. But all right, in any event. Not so difficult. Not difficult. Shemulagish Merkasher Asaba Yoimaseh, like we did this day in the Miluim. The Tivashem got command to for all generations, meaning for Yom Kippur and for Porat Duma, 7 days of Pesha. Says more of Lok Fatanisa. Then we already learned this drush of Kasher Asah. Says more, yes. But Chadim Shem Rabbi Yochanan. The one we learned his name Rabbi Yochanan. The Chadim Shem and Shemulagish just was the name of Reish Lokish. Says more Bishmini. What happened on the eighth day? He's tiny that those who learned, Nimshach, that was anointed. He's tiny, Lo Nimshach, those who say wasn't anointed, because the eighth day was not already the Miluim, technically, it was the day after the Miluim, right? Vahi Bayom HaShmini. Right? So that's really, the eighth day is really so after Miluim. I think the eighth day was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So really it was quasi-Miluim. So Shiloh was all the anointing rituals which went out for the previous 7 days, but they had to be done also on the eighth day. So it's Machlokas. Isaitai Nimshach, that they anointed, Isaitai Nimshach, that it was not. Isaitai, those say, was in his break, was taken apart the eighth day. Isaitai Nimshach, some say third day, taken apart. Rabbi Chanin said, Poshnulu on Mando Amar Nimshach Nisparik. It's clear to us that the two things are linked. He who says was anointed on the eighth day, hold, was taken apart, because the anointed and taken apart are linked. Umar Damar Loinshah says was not anointed, the Loinshah praying, it wasn't taken apart. Madamar Nimshach Nicha, I understand the opinion which holds that it was anointed on the eighth day, because the same by Imshachem says it was anointed, right? And Madamar Loinshah, Mamakai by Imshachem, so what does he do? The Pasuk said they anointed it. Says, nah, it's an agadic Pasuk. Malani Aleichem. If you did everything I told you to do, right? Mali and Yechem, I consider it for you. Kilu Shemuchusim Mashiach Hazib was lacking anointing, was Shachtim also, and you anointed it. So it's like an ideal, not necessarily that was actually what happened.
It's a literal pasuk in the Chumash.
Okay, not the first time. So it's B'nai Yisrael sat in Mitzrayim for 430 years.
It's a literal pasuk in Chumash, right? Man da'amar nisparek nicha. He who says the Mishkan was taken apart, I understand. The Chassidim says Shivas Yomim, Yichapra of Mizbech, they should open the Mizbech for 7 days. Which is Man da'amar told you, understands Yichapra means. What did Mizbech do wrong? She started functioning. Didn't do wrong anything yet, right? So he learns Kapara is a language not of atonement, but a language of consecration. So it means in 7 days they took it apart and put it back together again. That makes sense. The Madam Aloni's part, but the person says it wasn't taken apart all those days. Mamakaim Shivas Yom Kapara Mizbech. What does it do with that which it says that 7 days is atoned for the Mizbech? So says the Gemara. It wasn't taken apart all 7 days. So it says, So he says that they should atone for the Mizbech, not referring to anointing, but rather that, Kapara with blood. Like it says, an interesting thing. In other words, that for all those 7 days, they sprinkled on the mizbech the blood of karbanos, right? Because that's the way they consecrated it by doing karbanos on it, sprinkling the blood on it. So says the Gemara, and in fact, there's a parallel to be drawn. What's the parallel? It says Kadotani alzev alzev. It says that the person was the Kohen Gadol for the 7 days prior to Yom Kippur. And the Paraduma guy, 7 days prior to Paraduma, Hoyu Mazilam Mikol Chatos Shoyu Shom. There's a sprinkle on him, Paraduma ashes from all the Chatos which were there. Why bother? Kedeshi Kotsu Mayitachas Dam. One of these is that the water was in lieu of the blood. Right? What's the blood we're referring to? The blood is referring to is the blood of the Korbanos which was sprinkled on Aaron's kids during the 7 days of Milui. The other man, the Amar, holds Rabbi Yisibah, my Tachas Adam, Tachas Shem Mishka, not just in lieu of the blood, but also in lieu of the Shem and Mishka, which we discussed just now. Now, period. Piresh says Gemara, the Kohen Gadol separated for 7 days. Why? Ben Mesera. Ooh, I read that wrong. Piresh Ben Mesera. Ben Mesera explained why the Kohen Gadol was punished for 7 days. Why is that? Shema Yavol Ishto Nida. Because maybe he'll have relations with his wife who's a nida. The yidche kol shiva, and then he'll be off for 7 days, right? Because if he have relations with his wife who's a nida, so for them it's 7 days you're tummy. Says what he saw, nechshol yechashuma al nidas. Well, this Kohen Gadol is going to have relations with his wife who's a nida. Chas b'sholeim, how can you possibly be a
nida? Even if she's not a nida, he still is he's a bal keri.
Yeah, but that's only for one day. But nida would transcend the Yom Kippur, that would be the problem. So says Mar, no, it's not chas v'sholeim, but it happens. Accidents happen. Kai d'tina, like we learned over there. I'm shamish to have relations with a woman you thought was tor, and then normally Macy she says to you in the middle of having relations, hey, Yankul Atome, I feel the blood coming out. So then Pirish Miad, if he immediately exits and interrupts the bia. While his aver is still hard, so then chayef is liable for bias yisur shitz. He also no lo could be also when you leave the woman's body with an aver which is still hard. So then it's just as pleasurable leaving as is going in. So therefore you have to do it in a certain way. The Gemara discussed that you have to wait till the aver loses its rigidity and so on and so forth. But in any event, we find that the person could have relations with the nida inadvertently, so we're afraid he's going to have relations with his wife inadvertently. Now, this is more very interesting point. Hachkas Omar, so you come out saying, Madam Rabbi Yochanan Tzichlevem said, that which Rabbi Yochanan said we learn out from Miluim, 7 days, needs that which Rabbi Yochanan said we're afraid he's going to have relations with his wife with the nida. We need that factor as well. Madam Rabbi Yochanan, he who says that Ben Mesera's vort, which is the vort of... The vort of the nida, Tzichl Rabbi Yochanan requires Rabbi Yochanan's vort of the miluim as well. How so? Ilam Rabbi Yochanan lo amra ben b'seira, v'lujus Rabbi Yochanan ben b'seira. Did the kohanim have to be there round the clock during the miluim? We just got through and finished saying they didn't, right? And most they have to be there twice a day, once from day to night, the other from night to day. So where are the kohanim go at night?
sleep in their quarters.
They went off. So Aaron could have had relations with his wife at night. Even during the day, for that matter, because he didn't have to be there during the day, right? So therefore, if you learned that just from the Miluim, so I would say, have Elo again, Elo Amar Yochum, Elo Amar Yisav, I mean, Yishamish Bitaso, let him go home, have relations, at least during the day, you know, have relations, they go to the mikvah, then be Mariv Shemesh, and you want to, and then be Yishalom, be Lishalos Parajim. Now go at night and sleep in Lishalos Parajim. Have Tzuchel, Elo Amar Yisav, that's it, but I'm sorry to tell you why he can't have relations with his wife, because she might be a Nidah. And Elo Amar Yisav, Elo Amar Yisav, we're just talking about Yisav, not Rabbi Yochum. However, I mean, I would have said Yifrosh mi mitaso, but Rebbe Seir is afraid of Nidah, not afraid of, you know, separating oneself from society. So if that's the case, let him separate himself from his bed. You know, Jews have twin beds. He'll sleep in the other bed. But let him sleep in all. So every Tzurgalu the Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Rabbi Yochanan said that you have to separate him to a special office, like Miluim. But Tzurgalu the Rabbi Yochanan said they complement each other. Finally, we learn call a shaka shriba mikdosh. All the offices are in the base of mikdosh, pturas mina mezuzah, or exempt from mezuzah, chutz milishkas parahedrin, except for the lishka parahedrin, where shehid yeh the kohen gadol, where the kohen gadol dwelt, shivas yom shona 7 days a year. Rabbi Yehuda said that 7 days a year is not considered to be true, dira. Afi gzera gozul, rather it's gzera. Right, really it's not a dira, but you know, we're one. But you, Gemara, the Bible, you said we don't want the Kohen Gadol to feel bad. He's living in something that's not a suitable living condition, right? So therefore, he made a gzera that he should put up a mezuzah, even though he doesn't really have to. Says the Gemara, what do you do with the following drasha? Bisholecho. Says, put a mezuzah in your gate. Safto ma mezuzah bisholecho bisholecho. He's tani tani. Those who are in Pratla Shari Harabais, says, be your gates, opposed to the gates of the Harabais. Of the Temple Mount, Vazoros, and the Azara. He's tied the other man number says, the exact opposite is the Rabbo. And even though people don't live there, you still need mezuzahs. Excuse me, Mandamar Prat, you said that they don't require mezuzahs. That's like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, because Rabbi Yehuda says they don't require mezuzahs, right? It mostly requires the Rabbo, not the Raisa. Manda Mariu says that they need the rabbos, that's Rabbana who says the requirements of the rights of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So says Rabbi Yehuda is saying very well. My time with the Rabbana, what's the logic of the Rabbana? In other words, why should Rabbana use Bisharecho to include the Beis HaMikdash? Chi Beis Dirahena, are they? It's a place where you live? So he said, Rabbi Yehuda said, no. But you misunderstand. The gates are not chayiv because we live in the gates. Why are the gates chayiv? Because he used the gates to get into houses. So if I put a mezuzah up on my front gate, it's not chayiv mezuzah by itself. It's an open air room. It's not a chayiv mezuzah. But since it leads to somewhere which is chayiv mezuzah, my inner house, that's why it's chayiv. And that's what I was about to say. The reason the gates are chayiv is not because the chayim because of the rice in and of itself, but rather the chayim because they lead to the lishkas parhedrin. Okay, so it says the Gemara, Vatay b'sharecho rabo shari medina. It says b'sharecho includes shari medina, the gates of a district. How could this be? V'chiv deis dira hein? Are they a base dira? Says more low. You're right, they're not, but rather Shabahed Henichnos in the Beis Dira. Right? You go into a Beis Dira through them, and that's where they're Chayat. Well, and here too, in the Harabai, since the Kohen Gadol goes to his Beis Dira that way, that's why you, Shabahed Henichnos in the Beis Dira, that's where Chayat Mezuzahs as well. Now, Chuldas HaMoilim, once we're talking about Mezuzah, a couple of more things. Chuldas HaMoilim is a, if you have a hole in the ground in which you live. Anybody ever read The Hobbit? Where do hobbits live?
Yeah.
What?
The
caves. So the chayvim mezuzahs. Chulas moly means a hole
drilled by a mole. If you live in one, so you're chayim mezuzah, right? Of course. Says the Gemara, another interesting one. Chalon shu arba al arba, a window which is 4x4 amos, not a door. It's a window which is 4x4 amos. Shu four by four tefachim. No, arba amos. I'm sorry, I was right the first time. Arba arba amos. And you know what they used to do there? Shavodim yesh v'shav manifin l'rabonei rabonei. This may come as a shock to you, but they had no air conditioning in the old days. I don't know where they lived, but they had no air conditioning. So how did they keep cool? So they had slaves who sat in the windows and fanned the masters. That's what I'm talking about. So if you have this thickness of a window, which is 4x4 amos, and a slave sits there and fans his master, so then it's chayim and mezuzah. That makes it a chashiv as a rule. Okay, is that
even
fascinating?
Even though you don't go in and out?
Right, doesn't matter. It still considered to be a room. Right? Sh'afad yashram nim v'nebnein chayim mezuzah. Lulin elo gavil. Now let's say you have skylights, one above the other. That's where the skylights ladders go. They didn't have proper staircases, but they used ladders. So they're all chayim and mezuzah. Lulin elo gavil chayim mezuzah. Hey, the doors are scopa araiso, because they all lead that, all lead from the threshold on the ground or to the threshold on the ground. Not sure exactly to me what that means, but in any event, it means that they themselves are not chayiv necessarily, but since each one leads somewhere else, which is a house, so therefore they're chayiv. Okay?
The word araiso is when you're not. What does this word
araiso mean? No, araiso means to the ground. Hain, these dudaris are the ones by which he steps askoipta on the threshold arisa, which is on the ground. Says the mother, Rabbi Yossi Avim, it's that Rabbi Yossi just totally out left field. Rabbi Yossi Avim, it's that little chamalula to Rabbi Eli. Rabbi Yossi Avim said he didn't see the sky of Rabbi Eli, which a ladder went to have a oven mean died to the korabana, whatever he did. You're all the days of all the rabbis. So the halach is, by the way, if you have like one of these flat things, like, you know, they go down to the stores, in front of stores in Brooklyn, you know, you have these things go down. So that's not chayim mezuzah, because it's not a standing threshold. It's not a standing we don't know what we're talking about?
No, I don't. We go down to like a basement or something?
Yeah. You know, like delivery things.
Uh-huh.
It would be metal trapdoor.
Oh.
They must have them in Chicago, too.
I've never seen it in Chicago.
That's here in Chicago? But in, I don't know, in Brooklyn, they're very common. So probably Manhattan, they have the same thing. It's like a loading dock, right? Even though they're like skylights, you know, they stood in a way that you had a threshold and doorposts and lintel. So that's where the chayim and mezuzah. And he was upset because there was some weird place, Rabbi Yosef's apartment. Rabbi Yosef said he never got to Rabbi Eli's apartment. He made his lulin in a way that chayim and mezuzah according to all the rabbis. Okay, and he never got a chance to see that. And that's a pity, but we are not going to dwell on that this evening anymore.